स्थानानायभ्याम् अथ तु विमुखान् मुकुन्द्य पादारभिन्नमकरन्द रसात् अजस्यं निश्चिञ्चनैः परमहंसकुलैरसङ्गै दिश्चाद्भिः निरयवत्मनिबद्धकृत्या च दृष्टापेक्षितेन जमराज and his assistant. Sometimes the 80th class of man, they think these are stories. Where is Yamaraj? Where is he now? Play? How is talking? These are all made into stories. But that is not the actual fact. Sukadeva Goswami is reciting, repeating the words of Yamaraj and accepted by great acharyas like Sukadeva Goswami. So does it mean, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, does it mean that all these great acharyas, they indulge in some stories? No. That's not. It is fact. But because you do not know what is the actual position, therefore, it is our misconception that these topics are stories made by some teachers now. Therefore, they interpret in different ways. But actually, that's not the fact. Just like the leader of the 80th class of man is Charvaka. Charvaka. He has got a philosophy, 86th philosophy. Charvaka. So, he says that मस्तिभूतस्य गृहस्थ कुतः पुनरागमनो भवेत् हीनं कृत्याधितं जीवत् यावत् जीवत् सुखं जीवत् श्रीचेत् श्रीशिलागापि इदानीं दो नाम यू लीव वेरी हैप्पी इन इंडिया the standard of living happily is to eat more ghee. That is a luxury. One who can eat more ghee, he is considered to be eating very luxurious food. And actually that's the fact. So she theories that you eat more ghee, as much as possible. India, eat more, sleep more, and have sex life more, and that is his life. India, that's your life. He brings the money in India. Then he says that, so I have no sufficient money, how I shall purchase ghee? Just like in some European philosophy, they borrow a skill. For money, either get, take a profession of a sannyasi, and beg, and take money and India. Or, if you cannot do so, then try to borrow. And if that is not possible, then steal. So, similarly, Charvaka Muni also says that live very happily and drink as much as he likes ghee. Then, if I have no sufficient money, if I borrow, then I shall remain a debtor, I shall be responsible, because that's a fact according to karma laws. If you take some money without proper utilization, You cannot get unless you spend it for Krishna. That's only the sannyasi and the Brahmin. They are allowed to beg, not all. The Grihasthas, not allowed. The Brahmacharis, they are also begging, and that is on behalf of the spiritual master, not for his personal. The Brahmachari, whatever he collects, he immediately submits to the spiritual master, because he has dedicated his life for the service of the spiritual master. So whatever he collects, that is the property of the spiritual master. In this way, begging is allowed to the sannyasi, to the Brahmin, and to the Brahmachari on behalf of the spiritual master. None. And Grihasthas, they cannot beg. This is not allowed. So, he says that Vinam Krityajitam Chiru. If you have no money, then borrow money somewhere and purchase ghee and eat. So long you live very happy. That is the theory at the present moment. Somehow or other, bring money and live happy. Then if one is conscious, if he believes in the Vedic way of karmakanda vicha, that if I take some loan, borrow some money from some party, and if I cannot pay, then I shall remain a debtor, and I will have to suffer further. Formerly in India, the practice was that if somebody has taken some loan from somebody, and he dies without repayment, his son was responsible to pay. Because the son inherits the property of the father. Nowadays, if the father dies, later, if the son is asked money, he says, I am not responsible for my father today. But that was not the system. A good son means putrasya kriyate bharya. One should marry only for begetting ninth son. Why ninth son is required? Because in case the father dies sinful, the son will protect him. Punnama naraka prayate iti putra. So, the punnama, this food, and prayate, this straw, combined together, it means putra. Putra means that he is supposed to relieve his father by offering sattva, offering pinda. Therefore, if his son becomes devotee of Krishna, then automatically he delivers not only his father, but his father's father, his father up to 14th father. That is advanced. So, in all respects, to become a devotee is the first-class position in this material world. So, now, Charvaka Muni says that, don't worry, you haven't got to bother that you are greater. The life is finished here. This is the modern theory. But there is no next life, there is no question of suffering. So whatever suffering and enjoyment in this life, you enjoy. That is Sarvabhauma 86 years. Vinam Krishna, Bhakti Bhutasya Dehasya Kuta Punaragamana Bhavit. Sarvabhauma says that your body, when it will be put into the fire, and if it is turned into ashes, then you are all responsible to finish. It is coming to repair. So that means the atheistic persons, they do not believe in the next life or anything mentioned in the Shastras They create their own theory. Therefore they say, there is no Yamaraj, there is no such thing. You can go on committing all kinds of sins. But the question is, now suppose it is theory itself. Somebody says that there is no next life. This life is all enjoy and theory. Now, taking a hypothesis, if there is any life, then how much you are becoming responsible for your sinful activities? You should know that. Supposing, because you do not know also whether there is life or there is no life, I also do not know, without reference to the shastras. Come and talk between friends and friends, argument. If somebody says that there is no life after death, then the other party can say that there may be, and if there is life, then how much you are becoming responsible for sinful activity. That is really intelligent. That's all. We have to take reference from the shastras. In the shastras, as it is described here in the Bhagavad Bhagavatam, that is the real source of knowledge. Not arahapanta, avarahapanta. We have to receive knowledge from authority. At least we, Krishna conscious persons, we should follow this parampara system. So don't think that this is story. It is fact. So Yamaraj is advising, tāna-anayadham-asatam vimukhān-mukunda-pādāra-vinda pādāra-vinda-makaranda-rasāda-yasvam. His order is to bring to me, first of all, he has privated, don't approach Vaishnava, don't go to their vicinity. Then, who are the candidates? There are so many candidates. How? Those who are not Krishna conscious, those who are bereft of tasting the honey, on the lotus feet of Krishna. And such honey is tasted by Nityanitanai Paramahamsa Kulai Rasangai. In other words, Krishna conscious flesh can be available for persons who are Nityanitan. Nityanitan means one who has finished all material living. He has no more any aspiration that I can enjoy anything in this material world. That is permissible. If anyone thinks that I have got so much property, I have got so nice, beautiful wife, I have got so many, I have got good society, good nationality, and good house, good dress, and good furniture, so how I can leave this material world? I can be elevated to the heavenly planet. And so many, of course, in the material world there are different grades of happiness, standard of life. But a distinction means, once is finished, that I am no more, nothing to do with this material world. And that is called Paramahamsa. He is Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa means Hamsa. It is said that a swan, if you give him milk with water, he has got a process to drink. He takes the milk portion, and not the water. Similarly, Paramahamsa is advanced spiritually, transcendentally. He takes the essence of this world. What is that essence? Essence of this world. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Naam vina kichu nahi ko aro chodito bhuvana mal. There is nothing essence within these 14 worlds of the universe except the holy name of the Lord. He says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. নাম বিনা কিছু নাহি তো আর চৌদ্দ ভুবন মন পুরীর অরুণ পূরব ভাবে দ্বিজমণি গোড়া অমৃতি শ্রেণী সং সো অ্যাকচুয়ালি ইন উইদিন দিস ম্যাটেরিয়াল দি এসেন্স ইজ দি হোলি নেম অফ কৃষ্ণ সো দোজ হ্যাভ ভেরি সিরিয়াসলি টেকিং টু দি চান্টিং অফ দিস হোলি নেম দে আর কল পরমাংশ with such personality, Paramahansa, na vihe nirayavatmani baddha krishna. A person who has too much attached in household life and full with material desire. Baddha krishna. Actually, we have got so many plans, Krishna, just like one man is thirsty. Thirsty, so sometimes artificial thirstiness is visible in a person who is fine, who is suffering from diabetes. Diabetes patients, they eat voraciously and they become thirsty because they food are not properly digested, they turn into sugar. And as soon as there is sugar, it is given more and more water. As it is a physical example, similarly, a man too much attached to this material of life, baddha krishna, simply making plans. Such person will never be able to become Nishchintan and Paramahansa. I have seen one friend, he was dying at the age of 54, and he was a rich man, and he was asking the doctor, and my dear doctor, can you not give me 4 years life more? I have got some plans, I should finish it. As if the doctor can do so, and by 4 years living, he will conquer the whole world. This is it. So, Nishchintanai Paramahansa Kulai Dushchad Grihi Nirayavatmani Baddha Krishna. These persons should be brought. Jamaraj says, those who have got so much intense desire for material sequel of life and committing all kinds of this is what they say. The hands, your legs should be covered, not to be busy. Vichyad Vihi Nirayavatmani Baddha Krishna. Then Nishchintanai Ragasam Vishchat Sitham. Sita Jivita Tadi Jad Jisang Jivita Tadaya. So another point is here, Asata. Asat, this word is used. Asat here, Siddhasami is giving note the meaning of Asat as Dushtam. Asat means rogue, Dushtam. Dushta, another meaning is one who is materially affected. A Dushta means rogue. So, these are rogues. Now, who do not try to associate with the Paramahansa, Nishchintan. And what are others? That is also described here. That who are candidates for the Dhammarāja. Jivana Bhakti Bhagavad Gunanama Dhyam Ketasana Smaratita Charanaravindam. Yes, here are the descriptions of the Dutta, or the Rogue. What is that? And Jivana Bhakti Bhagavad Gunanama Dhyam. The one class of Dutta, a Rogue, is he whose tongue is never used in glorifying the qualities or the pastimes of the Lord. Guna nama dhyam. Guna means quality. The so-called transcendentalists, they say that the absolute truth is nirguna. How to describe nirguna? Niraka. Now here it is said, guna nama se. Nama. They say God cannot have any name. But here it is distinctly said, guna nama se. God has got his qualities, transcendental qualities, and he has got his name on. Otherwise, where is the possibility of chanting the name, holy name of God? Where is the possibility of discussing the glorious qualities of the Lord? Here it is distinguished. Jivana Bhakti Bhagavat. Gunanamatama, whose quality, whose name? Bhagavat, of the Supreme Personality of God. Anyone who does not utter the holy name of the Supreme Personality of God, any man who does not discuss the glory, the glorious pastime of the Supreme Personality of God, Jiva. And these things are done by the tongue. Even Mukhi Jivado. God realization begins from the tongue. This is very awkward. So how is that? God realization begins from the tongue. The tongue means the first thing in tongue business is to chant Hare Krishna mantra. And the second business of the tongue is to control what it is. Because if you cannot control the tongue, then other senses will not be controlled. And if you can control the tongue, then other senses will be automatically controlled. That is jiva. The tongue is given so much importance in all the shastras. Tongue. Jivana bhakti. Tongue should be always used in chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tongue should be used for eating only a reasonable quantity of Bhagavad Prasadam, and tongue should be used for preaching the glories of the Lord. This is the control of tongue. If one can control the tongue in this way, then he becomes a paramount. And if he is unable to control the tongue, then it is very difficult to make progress. Jivana bhakti bhagavad guna nama dhyam ketasana smarati tat charanaravindam. Keta, heart, or the mind, na smarati, never engaged in meditation of the lotus feet of the Lord. Ketasana. Ketasana smarati tat charanaravindam. The tongue is not used for cultivating Krishna consciousness. The mind is not utilized for meditating on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishnaya no namati dakshya ekadati tan anayadham asata apita vishnu kritya. And the head is never bowed down before the deity, hablar Krishna.
Krishnaya.
Because it is said Krishnaya. To offer obeisances unto Krishna. Now one can say that why is Krishna that I shall bow down? That is another Krishna is here in the temple. Krishna being absolute, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, everything Krishna. Therefore, temple worship is there. People are given the opportunity to come and to bow down before Krishna. To give them opportunity to hear about Krishna. To give them opportunity to test Krishna Prasadam. To give them opportunity to chant Hare Krishna. This is the purpose of opening center. Otherwise, there is no necessity of taking so much responsibility. It is the grace of the spiritual leaders that they open centers and Krishna's duty to give chance to the people in general, to get advantage, as it is recommended here. Otherwise, he will be subjected to the punishment of Yamaraj. In order to save the people from the punishment of Yamaraj, these temples are open. So therefore, inmates of the temple, the managers of the temple, they have got very, very responsible work by their personal behavior. So that others may come and learn from them how to worship deity, how to maintain temple, how to manage it. It is very, very responsible, sir. One should personally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission is Aponi Acharya Prabhu Jivarishi. If you want to teach others, then you must behave also very nicely. The church or temple worship are doing it because at the present moment, the managers of the temples, they are not up to the standard that the people have no interest. So two things. Temple worship means the managers of the temple, they should be ideal inmates of the temple, and the people in general will come there and learn how to use this tongue, how to use this head, how to use this mind in this material. That is the problem. These things are described here. It is very important that Jivhana Bhakti Bhagavat Gunanama Dhyam. If you like, then write it. And it is very important for Jivhana Bhakti Bhagavat Gunanama Dhyam. Ketasya Nasmarati Tat Charanaravindam. Krishnaya No Namati Jat Chirai Kodapi. Tananaya Dhamasato. Of Krita Vishnu Krishya. Vishnu Krishya. These are the duties. Because Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, is maintainer of this material world. Brahma is the creator, and Vishnu is the maintainer. And Lord Shiva is the destroyer. Three duties. This is Pralaya. The Pralaya department is given to the Lord Shiva. And the maintenance department is to Lord Vishnu. And creation department to Lord Brahma. So these are Vishnu Krishna. You are being maintained by Vishnu. If you do not execute, because the whole process is to satisfy Vishnu is the maintenance. Just like government. Government maintaining the state. So a good citizen's duty is to satisfy the government by all means. It's a good thing. One who abides by the laws of the government perfectly, he's a good citizen. I think in economics, good citizenship, what is good citizenship is taught. I remember. So the principle of good citizenship is to obey, to give service to the government. And the government becomes nice, permanent British government. If anyone has given nice service to the government, he was recognized by offering the title Shah, C-I-E, Rai Bahadur, of course, at the present moment the Congress government has given up all this. But in the British are still, in England, it is still recognized if one has given a very nice service to the state, to the people, he was recognized. It's still recognized in England. We declare this Lord, Art, CIE, so many things. So, we should be recognized. Similarly, Vishnu being maintainer of the whole cosmic manifestation, our duty is to satisfy Lord Vishnu. Our this whole Varnasram Dharma, the four kinds of caste system, and the four kinds of ashram, they are meant for satisfying Vishnu. That means caste system, to become Brahmin, to become Kshatriya, to become Vaishya, and to become Shudra, to become Brahmin, become sannyasi, become vanaprastha, become grihastha, become brahmachari. The whole system is to satisfy Vishnu. Not a little sastakatini Vishnu, but the rascals who do not know that the ultimate aim of life is to satisfy Vishnu. That is varnasrama. At the present moment, India's fallen condition is due to this fall. They are appearing as Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, but they do not know how to satisfy Vishnu. Vannasrama charvata purusena parapuma Vishnu aradhate function nanna tattosa karana. Sanctified falling. Vishnu following the principles of Varnasrama Dharma, one can satisfy Lord Vishnu. So this is Vishnu, and these are also within the formula of Varnasrama Dharma. If you become a Brahmin, then your duty is to worship Vishnu. And still, in India, every Brahmin family, they have got perpetual from forefathers Vishnu worship. Vishnu worship. Therefore, sannyasi is supposed to accept food from a Brahmin family because there is Vishnu worship. The sannyasi does not cook. He goes to a Brahmin family and asks for some food, not to others. Because why not to others? He does not go to a Kshatri family, Vaishya family, or Shudra family. He goes to a Brahmin family. Because in a Brahmin family, it is particularly Vishnu worship is going on by generation. Still, there are many Brahmin families. Vishnu Kritya, there are duties to satisfy Vishnu or to become Vaishnava. If one is not Vaishnava, then they are subjected to the punishment of God. That is the punishment. How is somebody saying? Otherwise, he will be punished by God. No, he is eating more. He should not eat more. Eating more. If he eats anything more, means has to be. Suppose I cannot digest But there are very nice food, sir. Feed me, or I eat full at the stand. And that's good night. Once you control, it's done. No? It doesn't take necessary. One or two. But oh, it is very sweet. Let me take one another. Then there is. Then there is. Who do you mean, Prasad?
Yes,
I understand about
you
food after you offer me as a
gratifier.
Yeah.
And then
you
say
to
you
calm your life,
you
can always, because
you're
going to be gratified if you want to gratify
certain
people. That is, there are two satisfied with sound. It is all the sense that we have got so many senses. And so all the senses, they are there. The sound is demanding nice palatable food. Hand is demanding, very sharp place to touch. As soon as eye is demanding, beautiful thing. Ear is demanding, very nice, sweet, musical sound. So all these senses, they have demand. And but because they require, we have to give as much as jitaharu vihara, jitta. Jitta means as much as it is only required for maintaining a body. It is not why we get daunted, but eat so much as you can keep yourself fit. Ahara. Vihara, similarly, sex life also. You, sex life is required. Of course, those who cannot avoid, convince. But only for the dating field. Putrasity of the body. The wife should not be used as a machine for gratifying sex life. No. That is the sensitive. But if you use somebody simply for begetting nice child, then it is duty. It is Vishnu Krishna. The same thing is self gratification, same thing is duty. That one has to adjust. The same thing can be used as sense that we define, and same thing as can be used. It's like one is, everyone knows, husband and wife, they have sex life. Everyone knows. But that is not condemned. But actually, one goes to a prostitute, the same relationship, but it is condemned. But it is sense that we use. Why should you go to a prostitute? That is sense that we use. That's why sense that we define, you are sinful. And as soon as you are, it is duty according to religious principle, then it is Krishna, Krishna, Vishnu Krishna. Vishnu is not prohibited to marry or to have sex life, but Vishnu is, there are so many examples, just like Sivananda Sen, one of the great devotees of Lord Chaitanya. He, his wife, went to offer respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and she was pregnant. Lord Chaitanya blessed her that, Sivananda, you keep your name next time like this. She knows that this pregnancy is possible because Sivananda accepts life. But he blessed him. Whereas Chota Haridas, she was constant companion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She was singing, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked to sing. And as soon as he saw that she simply glanced by a young girl, next he said, Chota Haridas should not come there anymore. Because that glancing is also central to you. You are living with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a brahmachari, as a bhavaji, and still he has that desire. Why you have accepted this Bhavaji dress? If you have married, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this unlawful, illicit sex life is condemned. So everything is there. We have to utilize it properly, then it will be Vishnu Krishna. And those who are not, the good citizen means for abiding by the Lord. Similarly, a Vaishnava, a beautiful person is he who is following the rules and regulations offered by Vishnu. Dharmant Saksad Bhagavatvani. The rules and regulations, dharma, following the rules and regulations enunciated in the Shastras, it is called dharma. Dharma means nothing else. Dharma means following the rules and regulations enunciated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's all. That is dharma. Dharmant Saksad. And Krishna says that this is dharma. Because if one is surrendered, then he will follow the rules and regulations given by God. But they do not believe in God. God is impersonal, God has no intelligence, no leg, no hand. That means make God zero and then we are liberty, liberty to do anything nonsense. That's all. That is it. Sunnavad means zero. If God is zero, then there is no responsibility. And if I am God, then everything is all right, what I am doing, and because I am God. So these theories have been pushed and they are being carried on. Therefore the whole world situation is very dangerous. God bless you.